It's Mark Husson's Astrology Hour. Time for you to expect something wonderful.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome. It's Mark Husson. This is Mark Husson's Astrology Hour coming to you live June 17th, 2024. At exactly 8 a.m. Pacific time, 11 a.m. on the East Coast, and all the hours in between. How are you today? This mean Scorpio moon happening. I love it. Come on in, get comfy. We've got a lot to talk about today. If you're new to the show, I certainly hope you'll come over to 12radio.com and join us in the chat room. It's kind of easy thing to do. You don't have to do it, of course, but if you want to just kind of lurk, you know, you don't have to participate, in other words, but if you want to just see what's going on in the house and what people are saying, you go over to 12radio.com and you click that thing called the chat link at the left-hand side. It'll bring you over to where Jay has put up the banner for the show, and if you hit comments underneath, and let me hit comments, you will see Lynn in the house. Hi, Lynn. Welcome. So nice to have you here. This is such a busy week, you guys. Hi, Maureen. Welcome. Good morning. It's good to have you here. It's so fun. This is like, you can tell it's kind of like a quiet, lazy summer day because it just, that energy in the middle of summer, it feels like there's just like you want to go on vacation. You want to remove your attention from the everyday. You want to just be a part of something bigger and maybe just a part of yourself. But it is kind of that energy that I feel. I love it. So welcome to all of you that are here joining and listening live. And if you're listening to the pre-record or the after record, thank you. You can get these, by the way, if you go to 12radio.com and click on demand. You can look for the show there. You can also go to Apple Podcasts. You can go to Spotify. And you can also go to Buzzsprout and catch the show if you miss it or want to share it with a friend. I certainly appreciate that. So things are all a buzz today. I mean, there is, we're coming at the end of that Gemini cycle. I just got good news from a friend that's so great. You were coming at the end of the Gemini cycle. And you know that when we hit those 29 degree points in the sky of the zodiac, that things are sort of, they get intense and they start to change a little bit. And so I want you to keep an eye on that because things got intense. And how did they get intense? Well, think about any news of your life this week, this past week. Okay. Think about the buildup that you're sensing on the planet, like the news you've heard or anything like that. Just, you kind of feel the buzz on the inside. Also, we had two major planets shifting signs, just yesterday. Now, whenever that happens, things can feel a little wonky, but they can also just sort of get us back on track. Like Venus went into Cancer last night and Mercury went into Cancer early this morning. They're both together in Cancer. We got to talk about this Cancer energy because I know you're just so curious. I tease that it's God's favorite sign. Not because I'm a Cancer, just because I'm the messenger for all. And keep your guns in. It's okay. I'm just teasing. I do want to talk to you about Cancer and how this affects the chart and where you find it in the chart and how you sort of like navigate this energy. Now, Cancer is very complicated. We're very complicated. Now, this is where gender kind of matters because Cancer is the matriarch energy, right? If you're a Cancer in a male body, it's going to have a different effect if you're a Cancer in a female body. It includes all bodies. So it's like, I want you to think about like how the effect of if you're a Cancer, if you're a woman where Cancer is in your chart, if you're a man where Cancer is in your chart, or if you've been raised as one or the other, then your effect in the world is going to be a little different. The pressure on you is going to be different. The way you navigate that energy is going to be different. This is the matriarch. This is the energy of the great mother. And in throughout mythology of Cancer, you see Cancer, the crab, showing up a lot. Now, there's a couple of fun things to know. It's the only constellation that is jaggedly, weirdly, doesn't look like a thing like a crab or like what it says it looks like, right? So that's weird. Also, it's had some iterations. Like, it used to be the beetle, the dung beetle, which makes so much sense to my life, like moving shit up a tree or something. I don't know. But anyway, it has had many iterations. It was once considered the start of the zodiac because it was where life entered the physical body, the lunar needs. But, you know, I think it landed where it was supposed to land. And I think it's important to understand the category, the placement in your chart, and why this complex sign shows up and how it does show up. So it looks like a 69, which is supposed to be the symbol of a crab, like with its claws. It also has it rules the breasts. Again, the symbol of the nurturing mother. Not always nurturing, but the mother, the great mother, we'll say. Also, if you think about this crustacean how it moves, they move from side to side. And if you know any crabs in your life, their side to side motion, if you know any cancers in your life, but they're crabs, like crabby cancers, they never seem to be direct. Like, there's always a hedge. There's always an implication. But it's never like, hey, what's up? You want to go to a movie? It's more like, hello, how are you feeling? I heard this movie is really good. Have you seen it? It's so, you know, it's like you go around the bend a little bit to get to the Cancerian thing, because what are they doing? They're feeling out the nuance. They're feeling out the space. They're feeling you out because they don't want to deal with rejection right off the bat. They don't want to like just come out and say, hey, you want to go to this movie? They go, have you seen it yet? I heard it was good. And, you know, I was thinking it might be fun to see sometime, you know, but never direct, right? It's really tough. Now, there are direct cancers. We'll get into that. But that area of your life is a tough one because you're flooded with feelings. And you don't want to be rejected, because then that's a whole nother thing you have to go work out. It's a whole nother thing. If you get rejected or your feelings hurt, dear God, don't hurt a Cancer's feelings. You never know how long that is going to take to work out. I mean, it might take a while, like a long while. And they go into their little crab, into their little shell, and you may not see them for a while. Because they, I want to say something so rude, but they get little whiny things. Like, we get crazy, whiny, sensitive. It's like, I remember so much telling John, I don't want to feel this way, but I do. I don't want to like obsess about why my feelings were hurt, but they were. And it's got to be annoying, and it annoys me. I remember years ago, like, I can remember scenarios where it was like, you should not be this affected by this. Like, my mind is going, you don't need to be this affected. But my sulky unconscious was like, but I am. And so I get it. And that's why I think, you know, I used to say that about Virgos because, you know, I've offended so many Virgos, and when they're offended, they leave and never to come back. And I've had Virgos, like, during the show, just not see the sense of humor and go, I'm done with you, you know, that kind of thing. Aquarians too. But, you know, it's like, I think like that. And you can be mad at people for that if you want. But if you think about it, that they're being driven by something they don't even know. And when it comes to Cancer, the ruler is the moon. The moon is the epitome of the unconscious. It's what we need, but we don't know exactly why we need it. It's a desire. It's a thing of like, I know I have to have this, but I don't know why. You know, understanding why. Werner Erhard used to say, "Why was the booby prize?" Right? You get the why, you get the booby. I know why I'm afraid of the dark, but don't turn out them damn lights just because I understand it. Keep the lights on. Understanding doesn't necessarily give us any of that. So But it is nice to know, because if you have a context for it, then what understanding can give us is a little bit of forgiveness, is that we can stop the internal judgment, which is really what this is about. Like being able to source the judgment and source like, oh, okay. Or, you know, in the case of me being in that mood and being hit by that mood, if I would have been able to say, you know, here's that place again that I go that is clearly a wound. So let's just be with it. Let's just write it. I can't change it. Like right now, I'm not going to force it to change. So let's hold. And I think in the experience of it, just being allowed to be with it and letting myself have those feelings, it would have popped on its own. But for me to just beat it up and like, God, I hate this part. And I hated it because it was what my mom did, and I'm a Cancer. And so if you are a Cancer, if you know Cancers, if you have strong lunar connections, if your moon is connected to a lot of things in your chart, you're going to hear a lot of that talk. The sensitivity to mom. Mom, powerful being in the world of a Cancer. Now, powerful can mean the worst thing that ever happened to you, and powerful can mean the best thing that ever happened to you. It's just powerful. It doesn't have to have a judgment on it. So if you're going, well, I didn't like my mom. I didn't know my mom. Don't care about my mom. Didn't affect me at all. Then you probably have Saturn in Cancer, or you probably have the sun, you know, being mitigated by the moon somehow. But it's very important to understand where this is in your chart and how it affects you. Now, the reason it's important to understand during this cycle is because all the planets are activating that part of your life. So I want you to think about that. Wherever Cancer is in your chart, and you have it, you have the entire constellation of the zodiac is in your chart. We take a breath and we have a circle with all the planets around it, all the signs around it. Now, you may not have planets in those signs because the planets tend to congregate like people. And so you might be missing a planet in a particular sign, but you do have a stage setting with that sign on it. And that stage setting is constantly being trounced on by moving planets in the sky today. So wherever you have Cancer in your natal chart, be it the 1st, the 9th, the 10th, the 11th, whatever, wherever that Cancer is, where you'll see the sign of that 69, or even if it's intercepted, it'll still be in front of a house. That stage is set for you to have issues of mother, issues of nurturance, issues of insecurity, issues of what brings you safety of your home. All those issues are in there. Now, I, for example, have Cancer in the 9th house. That's a travel house. It's considered the Sag house, right? So if you think about Sag and their quest for truth, their love of talking, their love of spirituality, education, higher education specifically, and you put Cancer there, you know, it's like, it just is the definition of homeschool. Or as I like to say, I've traveled around the world through the Discovery Channel, which is exactly how I like to travel. Like, why do I want to go sleep where bears pee? I don't know. But a lot of you do, and a lot of you appreciate it. I'm so grateful to you for having that experience, and I hope you continue to have them. Myself, I'm fine. I'm fine, but I'm really fine when I'm in my home, and I know Cancers who are like that, and it's a gross image to me because I think about that. I think about these people who never leave their house, which I do. I leave. I go out. But how much I like my home. I have friends who are like, and trust me, they have a ton of Sag in their charts. They travel. They don't get why we don't travel. They don't understand, like, they just go, it's like their life is about the next trip. It's great. They're happy. They really are. And they know that that would be a joyful place for us. And they always appreciate coming home when they do. But I have that appreciation of coming home now. So I can fantasize what it's like to travel and the, oh God, I just want a hotel that, you know, or I want a bed that I know where the mattress came from or something. I don't know. Whatever weirdness comes up. So we're entering that cycle this week. We are going to enter the first day of summer, which is automatically and forever the first day of Cancer. They are one and the same in the Western Zodiac. So the sun enters Cancer at 1:51 p.m. Pacific time on Thursday. And guess what? Summer is at 1:51 p.m. Thursday. And so we are leaving the Gemini experience behind. So, A, if you have a Gemini friend you haven't said happy birthday to, you might have missed it. You might have some time. And B, you get a chance to sort of watch how this communication system, like the craving for something more nurturing, the craving for something a little more emotional, comes through and starts showing up. So we're starting to get into the world of feeling. And wherever you have that in your chart, trust me, this is getting activated. And I think it's really important for you to be aware of it, because this activation that's taken place is going to be with you for almost 3 months. No, I'm sorry, 30 days. But summer's here for 3 months. 30 days is the experience of Cancer. And by the end of it, around July 22nd-ish, we'll get into the exact date coming up here shortly, but around then, you will be so glad the Cancer's leaving, you won't even be able to stand it. And you'll be looking forward to primping yourself up a little bit with the sun energy of Leo. Because now we're going to be in the lunar energy. Starting Thursday, we're going to all hit that lunar energy, the moon energy. And it is weird. When you're not a lunar person, that energy feels really weird. And I want you to pay attention to it, because weirdness is mitigated by awareness. So just be aware. Let's just be aware. Like, how am I, what's going on here? Why do I care? Like, if you find yourself going to bed, going, obsessing about something, this is a very Cancer thing to do. Because you're like, you can't get your mind off of it. Like, we think of Scorpio as obsessive, which they are. There's no one beats a Scorpio for obsessiveness. But the Cancer kind of obsession is that sort of whirling around and feeling like looking for the bank of the river so they can climb out once it hits. Okay. Like, they replay things like, wonder if that person meant, I wonder if that heard me wrong, or if wonder. It's like that kind of energy can be very Cancerian, especially when you're dissociated, when you're not connected and grounded, when you've just abandoned yourself completely. You can expect yourself to be swirling around in feelings, wondering where the anchor is, wondering where the riverbank is, wondering where the side of the pool is or the ladder. That's all when you're not being grounded and attentive to you. It's like allowing yourself, like a spoiled brat, to reel. And that is why, again, a very Cancer thing, spoiled brat energy. Because you see Cancer parents, if you're a Cancer mom or a Cancer dad, kind of giving their kids a free pass. They're the helicopter parents. They understand everything. They also have complete control. You have to be careful about how much control you give. Now, I've raised a few kids in my life, none of my own biologically, but a few kids, young kids. And one of the feedback that I got constantly was, it's never good enough for you. It's heartbreaking to hear that from your child, but it's never good enough for you. You always find the thing. And I know that about myself. Like, okay, good. Well, I'm glad you did that, but be careful on this one, because this one's even harder, that kind of thing. And so you kind of have to watch that great mother energy that thinks it knows everything, thinks it's going to prevent its children or her children or his children from being hurt, to prevent the pain. So you've seen a lot of Cancer, the archetype of the Cancer mom, the one, it's like the stage mom. It's the leave me here in the dark, I'll just sit in the dark alone mom. It's the no, really, I want you to have this, even though it's been a dream of mine for 100 years. I'll live it vicariously through you. It can be a little martyry, okay? If you have a part of you that's doing that, if you have Cancer on the fifth house cusp, that might be something you want to look at. Do you do that? It's fine if you do. If you have Cancer on the 10th, you probably have that tie into your mom, that for better or for worse, like you either hate her or love her. If you have it on the 4th, it could be the same issue with dad, where dad was a little overly smothering, a little overly like the father rooster. So it's just a place to watch. And where you get insecure is also a Cancer thing. Where are you insecure? Now imagine you're a river, you're just a pool. Imagine a swimming pool. You're the water in the swimming pool, and it's still, just completely still. No wind, nothing. It's just still. Now imagine somebody trying to sneak in that pool without you knowing it. You are the water. Remember, you are the water. Somebody's trying to sneak in it. Every ripple says something to you. Well, that's what happens to cancers. That's what happens to the area of your life that is cancer. Ripples come your way. And your ability to deal with that amount of information is really contingent on how healthy you are. Okay, so you see cancers who are completely shut down. And I see this in male cancers a lot. Just completely shut down from being able to deal. So they just they put a smile on their face and you never know what the hell they're feeling. You don't know. Because guess what? They don't either. They're just doing their thing. They're doing their thing to survive. And you're doing your thing to try to convince them of something or trying to get something from them. And it's very difficult energy because you never know, A, what mood they're in. And you never know, especially when it comes to money, if they're feeling generous or not. And the thing with cancers, and I do speak from personal experience, but not as bad. I don't think I'm as bad as what I've noticed about other cancers. They love helping, but they don't like to be asked for that help. And let me explain. Like, it's an act of generosity when you can just help somebody and you're like, oh, they need help. Let's help them. But if that person who needs help turns to you and says, can you hook me up or not? it's less fun. But I've noticed that with a lot of cancers that they want to help, but you got to be careful how you ask for that help. Okay, because then it's not an act of generosity to them anymore. Now they're doing what you wanted them to do. Or that what you asked them to do, they didn't get to come up on their own sense to do that. And so just think about that. Look at that for yourselves. As we're entering this time, though, the other thing that I want you to notice, not only are we going to lose Gemini, okay, to the watery waves of Cancer, we're going to lose a new moon energy. We're going into the full moon. Can you believe it's a full moon already? I thought we were celebrating this new moon. It's like, just recently, I guess it was last week, the new moon. 2 weeks ago, right? So it's new moon, and then 2 weeks later, we have a full moon, and then 2 weeks later, we have a new moon again. So it's just hard to believe it comes that fast, but it's in Capricorn. Now, the thing about Capricorn that I told you, and this is happening on Friday evening, early evening Friday, is a full moon in Capricorn. We are going to see it's a soberness, it's stoicness, it's wherever Capricorn is in your chart, opposite that Cancer house, we're going to see a little bit of like realism. And you may feel like you need to get some stuff done or change some things up. So we have, just to recap a little bit so you have an understanding of what's going on, we have a bunch of water in the sky now. We have Venus in Cancer, Mercury in Cancer, Neptune in Pisces, Saturn in Pisces, that's 4. The sun will be in Cancer Thursday, that's 5. Today, the moon's in Scorpio. So that's our 5th planet until the sun gets into Cancer. So 5 planets in water. That's a big change from last week where we had 5 planets in air. So if you guys are noticing, if you're starting to notice the float, a little bit of the float, I want you to pay attention to the fact that, yes, there is a little bit of, like, all of a sudden it's like, wait a minute, I'm feeling something. I'm feeling this neighbor of mine. Or I'm feeling like my attention is going to places it usually doesn't go. And I want you to pay attention to that. Insecurities, worries that you didn't have before, like starting to emerge a little bit. Like, I wasn't worried about that till you said something. Now I'm worried sick about it. What? Okay, that is very Cancer. And where you have Cancer in your chart is where that's going to uptick the most. Okay, so if it's in the 3rd house, it's short trips or travel. If it's in the 4th, it's your home. So you want to look at, is there a trigger to your worry? Because Cancer is also about worry. Now, what are the good things about Cancer? They have the lunar humor. Okay, that's how I'll put it. They can make you laugh. They can make you cry. They can make you feel. That's what Cancer energy can do. And in that area where Cancer is in your house, you can do all those things. And notice if you do them. Like if you have it in the fourth house, are you kind of funny, the comedian at home? Or the fifth, are you kind of the comedian in general or with your kids? Okay. In the eighth house, are you the comedian at the during sex? It's so much fun to play with some of the metaphors here that are happening. So please give that some thought. You are entering the watery realm. If you don't have a lot of water in your chart, what that means on a daily basis is you could be like all of a sudden not sure why you're reacting the way you're reacting. Like, I didn't even know that made me angry. I didn't even know I liked that person. I didn't know I hated that person. So things like that all of a sudden emerge. And if you're not watery and you're used to doing everything in a mental case, this stuff can hit you funny from the, like, sideswipe you or sucker punch you, right? Like, whoa, where'd that come from? I don't even know where that feeling came from. That's what's going on. Especially now as we're getting close, this is like the children, this is the summer. Summer is often for children, like especially during the Cancer time. So who are we taking care of? Who are your children right now? Who are the, like your parents can be your children, but who are they and where are you taking care of them and how? So pay attention to things like that, because this cycle, as it changes, as it moves forward, because remember, Cancer, Sun and Cancer is coming Thursday. And then Friday's the full moon. Before we even get a chance to acclimate, we're going to be hit again. And I want you to be prepared. And one of the ways to be prepared is make a mental note of where you are right now. You remember being happy? Are you happy right now? Do you remember, are you getting a little insecure? Check out those feelings and see where you are. Now, I'm going to do a real quick take over here on the Facebook page. Come back and see if you guys are feeling this, if you're okay. Let me just check on you real quick. Oh yes, you're rallying here. Let me just say hi to you. Welcome you. Nadine's in the house. Good morning. Sharing a photo I took on Blue Ridge Mountain. This woman is like, her photography, Nadine, this stunning, stunning picture. It's magic. It certainly is magic. Hi, Eva. Good morning. Welcome. Erica, how are you? Good morning, Mark and company. Scorpio moon, Cancer sun right here at work and have some downtime. Well, you're in good company, girl. I'm in good company. That's for sure. Cancer, Scorpio moon. You're right. I love the light of the sun, but the moon touches my soul, says Ali Shea. Ali Shea, you're such a poet. Thank you for that lovely picture. And Quelly's in the house. Blessings to you. I see a face too, Audra, in that picture Ali Shea put up. Hi, Penny. Welcome. Good morning. Morina, welcome. Good morning to you. Hi, Renee. Thank you for the sweet gift. I love that. That's how I feel. Good morning, Laura. It is almost summer. I know. Are we going to be saying it's almost fall, though, really soon? I hate that. I don't know. It shouldn't be afraid of the passage of time, though, right? We should just embrace it. She said she feels like November here in the Pacific Northwest, says Charlene. Happy to be here in the warm R12 chat room. That's so good. R12. Oh, I love it. Marina, Gemini laughs. Okay, good morning. Marina, things are moving into my first house as I am a late Gemini rising. Yes, they're moving into your first. That's right. Terry says, hi, Mark, my West Virginia friends and all friends here. Oh, my gosh, Terry. I keep forgetting you're in West Virginia or from West Virginia. You're welcome. Mary Jean's in the house. Hey, girl. Mars and Cancer in the fourth house in my chart. Yeah, and you're a little Pisces too, right? So you have Mars and Cancer in the fourth. So all that stuff, you're going, you know what? I'd be nice to you if I lived with you, right? Because Mars is in that fourth house. Like, don't mess with her home, right, Mary Jean? Hi, Jay. Thanks for being here. Thanks for all the support. Jay's I call Jay my producer, but really, Jay's a phenomenal psychic over at One Two Listen who does this as a form of support and a way to do his own radio shows. So he's super helpful and very gifted, and he has a great new picture, if you haven't noticed. Kay Dragon's in the house. Hi, Kay. She's also an advisor at One Two, as is Jennifer Lakshmi Dove. Good morning, Jennifer. It is almost cancer season. Time to celebrate God's favorite. You all indulge me. You just indulge me too much. So true, says Erica. I'm a cancer in the fifth house with a moon in Scorpio. I know a good amount of cancers. I have Mercury in Leo, so I'm a little more direct. Look at that. See, she knows you, wherever your Mercury is, you guys, that will help if you're a Cancer, be a little more direct if it's not in Cancer. I have Mercury in Cancer. I'm going to give you a demonstration of what it's like talking to another Mercury in Cancer who I have in my life. Was sort of involved with a male Cancer, had his Mercury in Cancer. So I know very well about being on receiving end of indecision. That's great, Erica. Good lesson for us. Audra says, Cancer moon, fourth house, conjunct Jupiter. Nice. High voltage EMO, homebody. But oops, let's move again. That Jupiter is so helpful there next to your moon in the fourth. Terry Campbell's in the house. Hi, Terry. Your ninth house sun in Cancer, the nurturing, kind teacher. Isn't that sweet, Terry? Thank you. I do like to think I'm a good teacher who nurtures. I'm not always a good teacher, but I like to think that I'm patient with, and sometimes I haven't been, but thank you, Terry. That's very sweet. Audra, me too, Mark. I'm not putting my head on a pillow that everybody else slept on. Thank you. Home is where my head needs to be. Look at that little cat from Lori Love. Hi, Lori. Welcome. Lori has a show on right after Christina LaFrance today. Maya, good morning, Mark and friends. Hi, Maya. Welcome. Erica says, oh, yes, on the help thing, I have a couple of people who at times wrote me into helping them. I help and realize after the fact that I didn't really want to do the thing they asked. See, I know. Like, don't direct me on my help, please. Hi, Terry. I love that woman dancing in front of the moon. Oh, that's so nice. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Or person, whatever. You know, I'm so sensitive to the gender issue these days just because, you know, you don't want to hurt people's feelings. But on the other hand, I have another on the other hand about that, but I'm going to save that for another day. So as we're moving, I want, you know, one of the things you can hear people who know their charts here, right? So like when you know your chart, it is so really helpful to just a self-love understanding. And a lot of you do know your chart. So kudos to you. If you don't know your chart, take a minute, take some time. There's so many free classes online. There's so many things you can learn about it. And I'm certainly willing to answer any questions, but try to get an understanding of what some of your basic planets are. Where is your Mercury, for example, which means how do I talk? My Mercury's in Cancer. And I have a Mercury in Cancer friend, like I said, who's a Gemini. And I'll tell you what, this is how it can go sometimes. Hey, how you doing? Good, good. You good? Did you, let's see, like he'll go, you know, I was thinking, and I go, me too. I was thinking too. And he'll be like, did you see that show? And I'm like, yeah, I did. Never finishing words or sentences, like just jumping in, because it feels like we're sending pictures and I'm picking them up, but we're not speaking any language. And I remember John one time said, who the hell were you talking to? You didn't complete a single sentence. Like I did it. And he goes, but it sounded like you were talking about going to a concert. And I said, no, that was about a movie that his friend went to see that had a friend of his in it. Nothing like what it sounded like, in other words, right? And it's like, oh my gosh, so we're sitting there talking side to side. Now, it gets even worse when feelings are hurt. Really bad when feelings are hurt. So, you know, like I didn't call him back, I said I would kind of thing. So now this is the conversation. Well, there he is. You must be really, really busy. I didn't realize how busy you were this week. I'm like, why do you say that? Because, I mean, I know I tried a couple times to get you, but you're usually really good about calling back. So I know that if you didn't, you had to be swamped. So how are you? Now, the whole time you got to remember, he's feeling butthurt that I didn't call him back. But he's acting like this is all about me and the concern. That's an example of sort of like the Cancerian roundabout way to say, man, that hurts when you don't respond, which is a legitimate thing to say. But you don't want to sound needy, because then that'll sound like I need your kind of help and I'm going to control how you help me. See where that comes in? So it's sort of like you can't really say, I wish you would have responded better, because then the cancer will say, I'll respond any way I want. Right? I remember somebody messaged me once and was so hurt I didn't message back. Back in the early days of messaging. Now, this had to be 90s, like late 90s. And just like I messaged you that and you didn't even respond. And I remember being so offended. Like, you get to barge in on my phone anytime you want. Doesn't mean that I have to barge right back in on yours. You know, it's like, I don't know. I'll think about it. You know, and I remember, but it was only the response because there was a demand placed on it. Like, it was a sort of like, you need to act a certain way. And that's the other thing about cancers. You need them to move in a certain direction. They are not going to do it. Except when, in the myth of cancer, Parsifal was dressed like a woman. His mother dressed him like a woman to avoid him going to war. And so he was like all hidden, but with his mom. It was Parsifal. And when the only time that he was willing to go in a direct motion was when something he loved was being threatened. Isn't that powerful? So, like, cancers, when they want something, you'll hear directly, don't leave. You are not going to leave. Don't you dare do that to that child. Okay. Or don't take my stuff. Like, different than Taurus, which is like, you don't even get a choice to even offer to take the stuff or begin to take the stuff because they will kill you. Cancers are like, nope. I'm holding on to this. So what you see a lot in cancers is, you see a lot, like Taurus, they are similar here. A lot of hoarding. A lot of things mean something from the past to them. So it's not just a clock, it's nostalgia. And it's funny how cancers have a little clock fetish, typically. There's a nostalgia to it. I love nostalgic things. I just love them. Give me anything that takes me back to my grandmother's kitchen. Anything. I see the little teapot with the little tiny clock in the middle of it, and I see her coffee maker. I loved this woman, right? You all know I loved my city, and I loved her. And so give me anything that takes me back to a moment, a color, a type of gown she would wear all the time. These little, you know, she was like traditionally ethnic grandmother, so she wore robes. I guess, I don't know, it felt like always a robe. But for me, because my sun sign is next to a planet of change, quick change, Uranus, right? It's easy for me to get over it. But I've seen cancers where their home is so homey and so, you know, every single thing reminds you of something. It's lunar. It's so lunar. The moon is the subconscious mind. So if your moon is like running you the show, trust that there's going to be things in there that are, you don't know why they're there. They just feel good. It's kind of why I have no taste. And I say this with true, I mean this without any insult to myself, without any insult to anybody. I have zero taste. I don't know what looks good. I don't know. I can't put it together. But I think that came from having a mother who put everything together based on one thing, the color purple. So we had cherubic furniture, big cherubs with oil coming down. As long as there was purple somewhere, they were in that house. And so I grew up like, there should not be a drop of purple in my home. That's all I knew. I didn't know design. I don't have that design element. I don't have it. But I can walk into a house and know how it feels. And I'll tell you, some houses just feel good. Some houses just feel good. And it's not design good. It's just feel good. So I could tell you that this house feels good. Like, I feel good here. There's good something here, but I couldn't put together. Don't ask me for a paint color. I mean, I did mint green in our basement because somebody said they like green. And I was like, okay, just do a pastel, I guess. I don't know. I don't think that stuff out. I can't. I don't have it. And my point is that you go to a cancer's home and you might find it perfect. You might, based on if they have, you know, strong Virgo or strong Libra, you know, or Taurus, then the colors start wanting to match a little bit. When you have strong Venus in you, which I do not, those colors start wanting to match. And then that nostalgia not only is nostalgic, it's tied into a color theme that goes out throughout the house. Like there's a little bit in the carpet and there's a little bit in that picture above you. And then we start seeing design components. But typically, if you don't have it, you don't have it. And I don't see anything wrong with admitting that. I mean, I just don't. And yet, so often, I'm stuck by myself figuring out what I'm going to do. So I'll start. This would be a fun design element. It's like my grandmother had in her house. And there it is. So once you accept it, it's like you quit trying to win the Martha Stewart Award. You quit trying to win the award in your head of like, I had some guy across the street come look to see if he could do some work here. Like I wanted to just a couple, like repair the deck, you know, something nice. And I, in my head, think he came in and looked at this place and went, you know what? You have no sense of design. I can't do anything. That's what I'm thinking he did, because I don't, but I sometimes see when I'm walking the dogs a little bit through his window, it's stunning. I mean, it's like, oh my God. So, I mean, whatever, right? So you take what you have and you learn to love it, and that you learn to be okay with it at least. I don't love that I don't have taste, but I'm okay with it. At least I know. It's like if I need something done, I get it. I'll have to talk to somebody who has taste, like, and I'll just use their taste because I have no clue. Now I know, like I said, I know when it's done, it looks good and it feels good, but I don't know how to get there. So, you know, whatever. That's just life. Let me hit refresh, see how you guys are doing. Now, it's a holiday week. You know, Wednesday's Juneteenth. Now, it's interesting. The last day of Gemini, the 29-degree day of Gemini, is when the last, theoretically or metaphorically, the last slave realized that they were free. And that's the end of Gemini. Isn't that amazing? Like, what a gift. I mean, and so it is it's a holiday now. I hope you celebrate it. I hope you get some time off. But this, it does make it in the week, like, so this makes it like a holiday week. So this is an important week for people vacationing, etc., right? So I hope you're having fun, whatever it is you're doing. I'm checking in on your comments, see how you guys, hi, Maureen, welcome. Let me just see you guys. Hold on 1 second. There we go. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I have to do the all comments thing or I just end up missing everybody. All right. Here we go. Scrolling down. Okay. Anne's in the house. Julie's in the house. Okay. There you are. Okay. Thank you. It's just loading for me very slowly. Hi, Joni. Welcome. Cancer rising here. Thank you, Joni. Tara, I'll be at festival this weekend for the full moon and solstice. I leave tomorrow. Hopefully things aren't too somber. You know what? That's the beauty of Capricorn. If you get into it from this sober place, Capricorns they're not like Saturn dry. They're just get rid of the bullshit. Like that's Capricorn. And if you enter a Capricorn's world, it's lush. It is, trust me, lush. It's just that by contrast, sometimes I go, it's going to be sober because we don't like that to get there. But when you get there, ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, and you're a Capricorn, so you know. Okay, good. Suzanne, happy to hear you today, Mark. Definitely feeling, as you described, worry and taking care of others. Making me edgy. This Aquarian misses the air energy. I know, Suzanne. Why does that make me laugh so much? Oh, my God. I like to, when I see my air friends swimming in water and I'm like in a raft, you know, like my metaphor is in a raft, cigarette, my drink. I'm like living the high life in my mind. And they're like, what is this wet stuff all over me? It cracks me up. Good to see you. Hi, Julie. Hi, Mark. Monday morning friends. Cancer at 0 degrees or rising at 0 degrees. Yeah, Thursday, the sun right there, Julie. I can't wait to hear from you what you think. Like, do you come out? Are you more in? What happens? And then the full moon right there as well. Or maybe that's what you were talking about. Friday is the full moon. No. So then we have the full moon right there. So feelings on the table, okay, and honesty. And hi, Mark, staying in my cave this week, Cancer with Scorpio moon and rising. Oh, my gosh. And I didn't realize, maybe you've said it before, but I didn't realize we had that trilogy together, Mercury and Cancer. But, yeah, we are the favorites, so we'll be okay. Cancers are so naughty. Thanks. And I agree. Stay in. Have fun. Do what makes you feel good. Make that home homey. Hi, Terry. My son is a fireman living in Morgantown. I love Morgantown, Terry. Tell him hi from me. I love Morgantown. Terry Campbell, by the way, plug coming. Kat and I are taking over Raven's Rabbit Hole Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Pacific to say goodbye to Gemini. Oh, my God. So come help us keep the party going. Okay. And she has a YouTube link. Terry, that's great. I'm so glad you did plug that. Wednesday at 7 p.m. This Wednesday, 7 p.m. Pacific. Tune in to hear Kat and Terry. Oh, my gosh. Taking over the rabbit hole to talk about saying goodbye to Gemini. That is brilliant. Oh, and she has a link to Goodbye Stranger. I get it. Charlene. Never noticed before that my moon, Libra, is square my Uranus in Cancer in the 12th. Oh, good one. You know what? John has that same thing, Charlene. I can tell you. Makes you mean. No, I'm teasing. let me tell you. He has Cancer in the 12th, and he is with me, right? I'm a Cancer. A lot of his friends were Cancer, like the 12th house for him. Like we kind of excite him because we're unpredictable. And like he would say, messy, mean, moody, all the things that he loves. But the square to the moon is like when you are ready for that to be gone. It's like you need to have your time when things are neat and charming and in order and social. So see how that feels to you. But usually in the 12th, it's like we enjoy our quiet time alone because it's his 12th. And so it's like we do really, I'm knocking wood all the time, how blessed I am to have a partner that I so appreciate, so deeply appreciate. I can't tell you. All right, you guys, let's see how we're doing. All right, so real quick, I want to answer one more question. I'm going to I'll refresh and make sure I got to see all of you. But yesterday, a friend asked, what do you do when you get a chart? Where do you start? Where do you look at? And I thought that was such a great, just a great thing to ask because a lot of people don't know. Like, where do you start? So one of the answers she got from a very wise astrologer, not me, was... Karen Erickson, thank you. I see you. And Lori Love says she's a very lush Capricorn. Ali Shea says her Cancer is in the second house, which is Uranus, and I'm very emotional. Yep. Melinda, Cancer rising at 29. Wow. Pisces Sun, Aquarius Moon. I'm in total transformation. Lost my career, so lost my income, my identity. Wonky. Girl. That Saturn is just kicking your butt right now on your Pisces Sun. But let me tell you something. Help is on the way. You got Jupiter in Gemini trining that moon. You won't be unemployed long. I'm giving you that. I know you're not. Okay. So she asked, how do you start? Like, where do you start when you're looking at a chart? So one of the answers that I thought was brilliant that John gave her was if you have nothing else to look at the nodes. Look at the nodes, those things that look like horseshoes in the chart. The one that's upside down that looks like an N, there's one that looks like a U, a little U, lowercase N. The N means north, so think of it that way. The north node and the other one, the upside down U, is south. And the south node is what you come in with. So if you're talking to somebody, you get their chart, and you know where the nodes are, just see, like, they are really good at this energy here. And they're learning this other one, the north node energy. So that's one thing. The other thing is just sort of like the way we pull ourselves together. And we're not going to know a lot of that until we talk to the person. Like, you can't assume because somebody has a Libra moon, they love socialness. Because that Libra moon could be next to Saturn, could be next to another planet that really mitigates it. So you just don't jump in and say, oh, you know, you're a Libra moon, so you love being social, because if they do have it next to Saturn, they're going to kind of call you an idiot, okay? So you got to explore with people. It's not fortune telling. You can't go deeper if you don't have the basics. It's such a spiritual foundational concept. It's a basic concept. No, like, ask for help, be honest, and that's the spiritual idea. Be honest. Like, I hate this person. You don't have to be like, you know, I'm not walking into, like, I'm not going to pretend that this stuff isn't inside of me. How are you going to help me if I don't tell you what's going on? Now, the way I apply that to the chart is ask them. Like, you don't have to say, like, you don't have to act like you know everything. Say, this isn't unfolding. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Do you, like, or, and this is what the chart says. How does it sound to you? Modify it with me. And then you'll get a feel for how they were experienced in their life, what they experienced with somebody beating them up whenever they got emotional or whenever they used their moon. So it's an unfolding, but it is something to really consider. That's why I ask you, when the sun goes into Cancer on Thursday, kind of pay attention. What lights up for you? How did your thoughts change? Remember I told you my lawn mowing story last week? I started out and I was in the best mood, but I hit this patch and all of a sudden, it was about an hour later, I'm having these really negative thoughts about people, about events, about review. And I was like, a part of me was able to pop out of myself long enough to go, look what happened in the difference of your mind. So I think your body's telling you time to stop. And I stopped. It was fabulous. So I'm asking you to do the same thing. When the sun goes into Cancer Thursday, just notice, is there a change in how you're looking? It's not going to be that minute. It doesn't have to be. Just notice the general change in themes. People's phone calls to you, how you reacted, whatever. Just notice a change in theme. We will definitely dive into Cancer more next week and more as we're doing things. I want you to pay attention also to 1 degree of Capricorn. Capricorn is really, as Lori Love would vouch, lush. But you have to win. You have to be honest in that lush. You can't fake that stuff. You got to be real with a Capricorn. And with the moon going into Capricorn, you have to be real. Like, sometimes it does, sometimes, like, it's not about, like, it's all good. We say it's all good and all these affirmations. All, and sometimes it just isn't good. Sometimes it feels like shit. And it's okay to be able to say that and to let it change, to have the experience of it. And that's what a Capricorn moon wants in our sobriety. That's why I call sobriety. It's sort of like, look, just tell the truth. Because you can't change it if you can't start somewhere honest. Like, if this is crappy right now, saying it, well, it's probably going to get a little better because you're saying it allows you to at least see what's going on and then have the experience. This is what crappy looks like. This is me in my roller coaster, seat buckled, and now the roller coaster ride is taking me to some ugly ass place I don't want to be. But it's not forever. So stay with it. What's it feel like? What's it smell like? What's it look like? Stay that you talk yourself into looking around you so that it you're getting the experience. And once you get the experience, it shifts. Remember, negative ion, positive ion equals zero. Have your feelings, feel them, release them. Don't act on them. Don't act on them. Don't act on them. You don't have to act on feelings. You can feel them. That's what they want. That's what the word is, feeling. Thoughts? Think them, have them, think them. You don't have to act. Action is something completely different from any of those experiences. You can make a conscious decision later, but that'll be grounded. And guess who's grounded? Capricorn moon. That's what that full moon's going to bring. A sense of grounded. But be there and be present, okay? Don't ask for things different than what they are. Ask for what they are so you can have the experience of them. Okay, let me see how you guys are doing. We'll wrap it up. I love talking to you. It's so helpful for me. Hold on, you guys. I think you're okay. I think you all are okay. Let me see. I'll never lose my West Virginia. Hey, Renee, you have a wonderful week too. And good luck. Okay, good. I think you guys are in good shape. Christina LaFrance is up next. Want to Listen has the chat and the advisors in humming form. I hope you'll go try them out this week. Get on the mailing list at 12house.com. And if you need a report, an astrological computerized report, they're kind of fun. You can get it at 12reports.com. And we'll send them out to you within the hour. Usually you'll get an email to you, as long as you wait for the form and you'll give us your birth information and we'll go. And we don't do anything with it. I swear to you, I don't know what else to tell you that you can need proof of. I do not keep any of that information. We do not add you to mailing lists. It's all legit stuff for real. Okay, you guys, this is Mark Husson. This has been Mark Husson's Astrology Hour, and I so appreciate you. Happy full moon. Happy first day of Cancer. Happy Venus and Mercury in Cancer, and happy Juneteenth. I hope you enjoy. Take care of yourselves.